Hey, Seeker, welcome to the Awakening Her podcast. I am so grateful that you've been led here, and I'm excited for you that you're answering the call to manifest more magic in your life by mastering the law of attraction. So cool. My name is Talia, and I'm committed to cutting the fluff and showing you exactly how to manifest more excitement, ease, success, abundance, confidence, love, and anything else you've been craving. So if you're ready to crack the code on manifestation, amplify your intuition, and play in the quantum. We are now besties. Let's do this. Hello, hello, my love, and welcome back to the Awakening Her podcast. How are you doing today? I'm so excited to be spending this time with you. This is going to be such a great episode. If you are new to the show, welcome, welcome, my love. My name is Talia, and on this show, we talk about all things manifestation and awakening, tuning into your purpose, getting in alignment with your soul, and most of all, creating the life that you intended on a soul level, the one you see for yourself in your mind's eye, manifesting all of those things on your vision board, and really living the most exciting, joyful, magical, abundant, successful life possible. So that's what we get into here. Welcome to the show. And if you are a returning listener, thank you so much for coming back to the show, for showing your support, and for being the type of seeker that is here on this self-growth journey. It can be a wild one, the awakening journey, all of that. So thank you for being the type of person that is seeking the light and devoted to creating the best life for themselves. We need more people like you. So thank you so much. I acknowledge you, seeker. Okay. So today we are talking about 10 ways to get back on track when we feel like we are off the wagon. So I'm going to explain a little bit about what we're going to get into here and what I'm talking about. So obviously in this self-growth path, awakening, manifestation, there are times when we feel clicked in, when we feel quote unquote in alignment, right? Where we're eating the Buddha bowls or we're going to the yoga classes or we're feeling good in our life. Maybe we've started making more money or you're really enjoying being in your life or, you know, you're being more productive. You're getting more things done. There are habits that are being, you know, created or let go of or whatever it is that needs to happen. There's times where we feel really good. And then something comes along and knocks us off of our center. It could be a really stressful time in life where you're really, really busy or shit hits the fan in some sort of way in your life where there's chaos or someone's in the hospital or you get really sick. You're knocked off your feet. There's stress in some way going on. Or maybe you just hit a really rough internal patch where you're feeling really deep, really funky, really self-sabotage-y. Refer to the previous episode on self-sabotage. But, you know, something happens and it knocks us off. And then we have this time where we feel like, okay, it's time to get back on track. So that's what I'm talking about today when you've been kind of out of the pocket, out of alignment, and you're really wanting to get back on track, to get back into the zone of manifesting, of self-growth, of moving forward, of living this quote unquote best life, right? So that's what we're going to get into today. I've got 10 steps that don't have to be used one after the other, but there are 10 ways that you can start to do this. You can stack them. So I'm really excited to do that. And I'll be giving you real tangible examples on, you know, exactly what to do. I know this is really going to help you to move forward. So yay, I'm excited for that. And before we do dive into that, there's a couple things I want to say. Number one, today I am not at home recording in my office. I'm actually island hopping and visiting a friend on an even smaller island. I live on Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, and there's a whole bunch of little islands that surround Vancouver Island. And so I was island hopping yesterday, going from one little island to the next, coming to visit a friend. I'm at this gorgeous house. She's got a house right on the water, rocky cliffs. My window is cracked, so you may hear birds. There's definitely the sound of water and things going on out there. So if you hear any, you know, squawks, there's eagles flying by, there are seagulls, there are seals in the water, waves crashing up against the rocky shores. If you hear West Coast wonderful sounds, that's what's going on. That's the backdrop right now. The view that I'm looking out, I posted it on Instagram this morning, but it is gorgeous. So very peaceful, very zen. But if you hear any noise, that's what's going on. I'm in a different, you know, recording space right now. Second of all, I want to mention The Shift. If you have not heard about The Shift, oh my goodness. This is a two-day deep dive self-growth event that is going on April 20th and 21st. So it's a two-day self-growth weekend. Think retreat, but at home. So it is going to be so powerful. You're going to come in a caterpillar, leave a butterfly. It is for those of you that are in a big shift in your life where you're not where you were, but you're not yet where you're going. It's this in-between time. We call it over here, we call it the goo phase. And it is that in-between where you're really ready for a big shift in your life. So you may be feeling a little bit suffocated by your life right now or a little bit stuck. Maybe you're in self-sabotage or procrastination. It could be like a lot of fear around your next level, or maybe you're going for something big and you're like, oh my gosh, I need to get to learn who I am at that next level. Anchor in to new habits, new routines, letting go of self-sabotage. You might need to create some beautiful sacred boundaries. There is a distinct phase that you're going through right now, and this is when you are ready for your big shift. So this is what this whole weekend is about. We are going to be focusing on dissolving what has been in your way and activating your next level. So it's going to be a weekend you will not forget. We start with morning meditations. There are multiple workshops. There's releasing ceremonies. There's a really fun surprise way that we are ending the whole event that is just going to be so fun. And on top of that, you're going to get a package in the mail with some very powerful or very fun supportive materials that we're going to use during the live event, as well as a gift and a note and all that fun stuff. So we're really creating like a home retreat experience where you do give yourself to this weekend. It's not to be jammed in with everything else you're doing. Set time aside, tell the kids, tell the fam, tell the roommate, I'm doing a thing, a self-growth, you know, deep dive weekend that you will never forget. It's going to be so powerful. So I cannot wait to see you in The Shift. If this starts to tingle you, strike you, the link is below. Early Bird is on for just another few days where you can still save $111. And I wanted to see how many people would be interested in this, how, you know, it would sell out or not. And we are getting quite a few people registering, which is really exciting. And because it's an intimate event, because it is like a retreat, I will have to cap it at a certain amount of people. So if you want in, I highly recommend you jumping in, because it's not something that is going to be, you know, 50 or 100 people. I really do want to keep it intimate to really have a sacred experience. And so I will be capping the spots to make sure everybody gets the transformation that they come for. So make sure to check out the link below. If this strikes you, again, it is called The Shift, a two-day self-growth weekend, April 20th and 21st. You can check out all the info below. Okay, so now we're going to get into the 10 ways that we can come back to center. So again, as I said, when you've been feeling off track in your self-development, in your practice, maybe it's nutrition, maybe it's fitness, maybe it's all of it. You're just feeling off. You've been lost in the hustle, or you have been in this, you know, self-sabotage-y type mode. It is all good. I want to remind you that you are a powerful seeker that is here on a self-growth journey. And in that self-growth journey, there is a ebb and flow of expansion and what looks like contraction. And spirit shows me that this contraction is actually part of the expansion. It's just that as humans, we have an ego and we judge things and we make things mean things. But if you look in nature, a tree, a plant, a little tiny sprout sprouting from the earth, there's actually, you know, when you see plants growing and it's on, you know, hyperspeed, a million speed or whatever, there's these surges of growth where leaves go up and then the whole thing kind of shrinks down, and then it goes up and then it shrinks down. And that could be, you know, with the sunlight, the plant surges when there's sunlight. And then as the sun goes down, it like gently contracts and then it surges again. This is growth. So even when a baby is in utero, there are phases and surges of growth that happen. And all the way from the very beginning, growth happens in surges. So I want to remind you that when there are times of contraction, we don't need to make it mean that we're off track or that we're somehow working backwards. There is no backwards. This is something that Source shows me all the time and wants all humans to understand. There is no new moving backwards. Nobody can take from you the breakthroughs you've had, the realizations you've had, the thoughts you've had, the moments you've had. So even if you go to a powerful event or you work with a mentor and you're feeling like you're moving forward or whatever it is, and then you stop working with them or you go back to normal life and you slip into old habits, there is still no moving backward. It is important to know that we are always moving forwards, and say that was a circumstance where you're moving out of a self-destructive habit or whatever, something holding you back, and then you slip back into it. Instead of going, "I'm moving backwards," tell yourself, like, this is part of the journey. And from a transformation perspective, often we need to experience discomfort over and over to really be the catalyst to change. And some of the biggest times that I've changed are my fuck it moments, where I'm like, fuck this, I'm sick of self-destructing, I'm sick of watching myself, you know, do these things that hold me small, I'm sick of not going for it, I'm sick of not doing the damn thing already. And instead of it being like, I'm weak, there's something wrong with me, I know that that is a catalyst to change. Sometimes there may have been an unhealthy dynamic you were in, a friendship or a relationship, and you kind of put up with a lot until the time that the straw that broke the camel's back or whatever that is. And you're like, you know, fuck it, that's it. And you look back and yeah, we could say, I should have got the memo earlier. I should have, but you didn't, and we didn't. And humans are stubborn creatures. We are creatures of habit and trauma response and being scared and ego, and it's not bad. Sometimes we need to be in the muck to truly catapult ourselves into the light. So that's number one. If you've been feeling off track, please stop making it mean that you're moving backward or that you're weak or that you won't do it. Actually, this is often what we need to go, fuck it. And I did this with my dark shit, like drinking and eating disorder and drugs and stuff. But it's even like in the light now, you know, now I'm not so much in that rock bottom, but I am always bravely stepping into my next level as you are. I've got dreams, I've got goals, I've got shit I'm scared of. I've got, you know, commitments to myself that I want to make, increased health or strength. Like, there's always things I'm going for that I feel like, again, with that last episode, that I'm like sabotaging or procrastinating. But sometimes we need to like fuck around in the dirt a little more and then go, you know what? That's it. I'm made for more. I'm doing the thing, you know? And that's when I see clients, that's it. I'm putting my offer out. I'm creating the program, or I'm creating devotion in my meditation practice, or I'm reaching out to clients or whatever it is. That off track creates a hunger and a thirst for what it is that you do want. So sit in this place powerfully, knowing that we only know the light because we have known the dark. We only feel the gratitude and the pleasure that comes from manifesting and creating change because we know what it's like to not create change. So from here, there is only up. And even if you teeter-totter for a bit, I call it the wobble, it is totally normal. We wobble for a bit. We wobble, 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 find our footing, just like a kid learning to ride a bike, or maybe an adult learning to ride a bike, or anything. We wobble a bit, we in and out, and then that's what makes us find our way. So first of all, you are not off track. You're doing a fucking great job. And no matter what has thrown you sideways, it's time to get back on the horse. And we're going to do that incrementally. So before I get into these 10, which are coming up next, we want to just know that getting back on the horse or back on the path or whatever we're going to call it, it is a more subtle energy than you may realize. It's about getting back. So again, in the self-sabotage episode, the previous one, if you haven't heard that, it's so damn good. It's very quickly become maybe one of my favorite episodes. It's so potent because there's so much truth in that. But I told a story of a yoga commitment I made to myself, a self-yoga challenge, that I started slipping into self-sabotage and I started not doing it. And you'll hear the whole story in the episode, but what I encouraged you to do and what I ended up doing is just coming back on the horse. And instead of continuing the sabotage, continuing the fuck it mentality, I decided to ease my way back in. And how I did that is just coming back. after not doing it for a few days, just coming back with like a 10-minute, a 12-minute practice. The next day, it was a little bit longer. One of the first few days back, I ended up doing 2 workouts in a day. They were chill, don't worry. But it was like, oh yeah, back in. So before we dive into all these 10 steps, I want you to also know that it's about incremental upgrade, and that is one of the steps, but incrementally coming back. If you're on a health journey and you've gone quote unquote off the wagon, you've been eating, you know, lots of processed foods or lots of chips or lots of gluten or whatever it is for you that doesn't feel good, it's not about tomorrow eating only veggies. That is all or nothing mentality. And where the pendulum swings, it will always swing back. The pendulum will always swing back in the other direction. When I was in my eating disorder, it was this constant swing between restriction and binging. Because where you restrict, you will eventually binge. And this is with food, but it's also with other things as well. And so we don't need to go back in to 10 stars full on. Everything you've ever wanted to do is going to happen today. And you're also going to start writing the book, and you're also going to do a boot camp, and you're also going to get back to making your own jewelry and knitting. Like, come on, right? We want to ease back in. So you're not, first of all, eternally, you're never off track and on track. That's a very human thing. But for the sake of a human conversation, when we want to come back, we don't have to go full throttle. We inch back, because that doesn't create more resistance. If you're quote unquote off track, your ego is already going, okay, starting Monday, Wednesday, Friday, that's it. I'm doing the thing, because it's trying to deal with the feeling of being uncomfortable, of not being in alignment. So it wants to create an ironclad plan that's going to bring you back, and then you're going to be back in the safety of this plan. But it all or nothing often doesn't work. So what we want to do is start easing in. So that is going to be one of the points I'm going to talk about, but I just want to say that at the top is there's no grand plan that you need to come back, to be back in the pocket. It's just about slowly coming back to the pocket, because you love yourself, because you care about how you feel, because you want to manifest, because you want a better life for yourself, in your health, in your abundance, in your business, whatever it is. So that's kind of what I wanted to say first. Okay, so the first step here, or again, these are all just different aspects, but this is a really great step-by-step process. So first step is just acknowledging where you are. This is where we come to a place of acceptance. And I know you've already been doing self-growth work. I know you've already come across this stuff before. And so I'm going to remind you, this is where we have so much self-compassion and patience and non-judgment. So just acknowledging where you're at, recognizing, accepting the fact that, hey, I've slipped into behaviors that I don't love, or I haven't been as diligent with my self-care or whatever. No self-judgment, but approach it with understanding and realization and the desire to improve. So first and foremost, without the story, without the judgment, this is where I'm at. Listen, this is where I'm at. I haven't done yoga in a week. I haven't been taking care of myself. I haven't been flossing, or I have been not trying in my business. Maybe it's been 3 months. Maybe it's been 2 days. Doesn't really matter. Just acknowledge where you're at. An open conversation with yourself. This is where I'm at. So number one is acknowledge where you're at. Okay, I've slipped. There's some things that I'm doing I don't like. There's some things that I'm not doing that I wish I was doing. That's just where I'm at. Number two is reflecting on why you want the things you say you want. So starting to just, what were your reasons for wanting this in the first place? Is it because you're here to thrive in your life and you really want to thrive? Is it that you really want to start making more money? Is it that you really want to start a business because you want to help people? Is it that you want to learn how to take care of yourself and have a fitness routine because you know it's going to make you live a longer, healthier life? Starting to reflect on why. Why do you want to live in this certain state? Why do you want to do these things? If, again, it's a spirituality or a mental health game, why do you want to start doing a daily practice? And really getting centered in that and looking at, okay, when I have a daily practice, maybe it's health, spirituality, whatever, when I have a daily practice, I feel better. I find that I'm more grounded. I find that when I start my day like that, I'm more patient with my kids. I'm more centered at work. I notice that as I do that, I need to drink less or I feel the need to numb less. Okay, that's big. So why do I want to do a daily practice in the first place? Not the should, not to be woke, not because you know you should. Go deeper. Why? Why do you want to focus on your health? How will that impact the people around you? When I say examples like health, you know, just you fill in the blanks for what it is for you, but really getting deeper and remind yourself of the end result that you're going for, how this would change your life. What is the impact of showing up for yourself daily, of getting back into your business, of getting back into your health journey, of moving forward on the things that you say are important to you? What is the end result there? What is the end result for you in your life? And then go even further and go, what is the impact of my family and my friends if I achieve my goal? This is a hidden manifestation hack that I use with my clients where we go, how does achieving my goal actually help humanity? And sometimes it's hard to be like, well, if I lose weight, how does it help humanity? Or if I make $20,000 months, how does that help other people? Well, you can be more generous with your money. You can give back. You can help your parents. You can give more to your kids or to your friends. You can be generous. You can save. You could buy a house. You could have an overcoming story that inspires others around you. When you leave an abusive relationship, when you, you know, get your 10 clients, when you create the business of your dreams, when you live the life that your soul is calling you to live, other people start noticing. And it's inspiring to see somebody living their life, living a soul aligned life. It's inspiring. And other people start seeing your magnetism, and you then start helping a friend who also wants to start a business. Or the friend is like, how have you all of a sudden become more healthy? And you're like, oh my goodness, you've got a glow to you. That helps humanity. You're more patient in the grocery store. You're more self-resourced for your kids. You're more inspiring even to your friends because they're like, man, tell me what you've learned. And you have these deep conversations, and all of a sudden your friend is like, holy shit, that really helped me. So we really want to ground into that why and realize that when you show up for yourself, it has a ripple effect that you could not imagine. And for any of you that are entrepreneurs, it is the secret to your business. When you show up for yourself, you gain a magnetism that your clients and potential clients feel because you're practicing what you preach. You're looking after yourself. You're filling your cup, and that is magnetic. So whether you're going for a mate or you're wanting to be the best parent you can be, when you show up for yourself, it creates a magnetism that almost can't even be measured. So I want you to start to think of why you want to do these things in the first place. And if you're knee deep and if you really want to go into this journey and take this into a practice, write out 10 reasons why achieving your goal or even just getting back into a daily practice, nurturing your health, whatever you've been off track on, how will that improve your life? How will that change your life? And how will that change the lives of people around you? So number two is reflecting on the why you're really doing this in the first place. Number three is starting small. And this is what we're talking about with incremental upgrades. So number three is incremental upgrades or starting small. So break your goals down into manageable steps, into smaller steps, into something you can do today. What can I do to be on the right track for my health, my business, my success, my mental well-being, going after those big damn goals? How can I start small with incremental upgrades? A side project to this, which is really big. And for some of you listening, this is going to be a main takeaway of this episode. I want you to start small, but I want you to focus on having integrity with your word. So this comes up with clients all the time because we say like, oh, tomorrow I'm going to do this. And then we don't. Or, oh, I'm going to start this business. And we don't. And we start to lose trust with ourselves and our word. So this is big. And I want you to think, I'm going to start small. Incremental upgrades, but the most important part here is anything that I say I'm going to do, I'm going to actually do. So I'm not going to overpromise the world. I'm not going to be like, tomorrow I'm going to eat nothing but Buddha bowls, and I'm going to do a 45-minute workout, and I'm going to pitch to 10 clients, and I'm going to write my, like, no, start small, but keep your promise. So if you're, ooh, it's 1:11 as I'm saying this, that's nice. So as you're saying to yourself, okay, tomorrow or today, I'm getting back on the wagon and I want to get back into eating healthier. So what is one thing you can do and hold that promise? I'm going to go for a walk, whether it's 10 minutes or an hour, it doesn't matter. I'm going for a walk. Or tomorrow I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to get a bunch of veggies and fruit that I really love. And I'm just going to make an effort to eat more color and vegetables for the next few days. I'm not talking about what I'm not going to eat and all the things I'm going to cut out. I'm just going to get back on track. If you've been ignoring your business and you haven't posted in a week or whatever, I'm going to make one post today. It doesn't have to be mind-breaking. I'm going to talk about how I've been self-sabotaging and how I'm coming back and be authentic or whatever it is. Start small, but keep your word. That is one of the biggest things, the most important parts of coming back on track, because we are in this for the long haul. We are in this for deep, lifelong transformation and progress. And you have to learn how to not overpromise what you're going to do, but do the things you say you're going to do within yourself. Have integrity. So number three is start small, but follow through on those things that you do promise to yourself. That's huge. Number four is creating a routine or smaller practices that you can start to do every day. So for example, I like to ask myself, what's the smallest thing that I can start to incorporate daily? So one big thing for me, like with my health, or if I'm starting to feel disconnected from my body, is I will drink water first thing in the morning. And I love to do a little bit of apple cider vinegar in it before coffee. Very small thing. It's not asking me to do, you know, a boot camp, but I'll say to myself, okay, this week, I'm going to make a really strong intention to have that water first thing. Maybe I have to set an alarm because my kids get up. So I'm usually getting up at the same time. So maybe at 6:30, because I know I'm just kind of waking up, an alarm comes that goes, remember your water, or whatever it is. I'm going to make that intention. Maybe I write a little note right by the coffee, remember your water. And I start with one small thing that I can commit to. Again, keeping your word, but creating some sort of anchor, some sort of routine. So I like to think of routines as anchors. It's like, it's not a should, it anchors me in. So what sort of routines can you do that start to get you back into the swing of things? And again, it could be like a note in your car saying like 10 things you're grateful for, or a reminder on your phone. It doesn't have to be huge, an hour long daily practice. It's little anchors that incorporate like self-development or mindfulness, or, you know, thought sparking questions, or some sort of like, I love myself, like whatever it is you pick, you know, depending on what you've been out of integrity with or off. Start small, but create a routine, create something that anchors you into your day, and see if there's one small thing you can do for the next 1 to 7 days that is so small that it's doable. That's what I ask myself. What is the smallest thing? Because it's not just, at this point, it's not just about massive progress. It's about getting back into the habit and the routine. And then, girl, guy, seeker, human on the journey, oh my goodness. When you're in the routine, everything becomes so much easier. And then momentum picks up. So don't worry about doing it all right now. It's actually more right now about getting back into the swing. So where can you create little routines, little habits? If you're a member of On the Path, there was an assignment just the other week about manifest while you sleep. That's a beautiful practice you could start to do every night before bed. It takes like 2 seconds. It's really just about where your thoughts go. And you could start to do that. Okay, every night I'm going to remember to do manifest while you sleep before bed, or create something for yourself, little tiny, what's the smallest thing that you can commit to? Because it's more about the routine than the actual thing, although the thing also obviously has the benefits. So number five is setting clear intentions of what you want to create more of. Again, if you're a member of On the Path, core values, your main intentions, you know, if you're not a member, just thinking about what are those intentions of what you want to create more of. And yes, it may be money and success and things, but think of also like joy, freedom, love, connection, creativity, those sort of things you want to create more of, not just dollars. You can have that on the list, absolutely, but also include those things you want to feel, those things that you want to experience. Maybe it's fun or adventure, or freedom. You know, I think I already said that, but I want you to write out and rethink of your intentions. Yeah, you know what? I just want more joy in my life. I want more pleasure in my life. And that can start to come into the why, but also the starting small, the incremental upgrades, the anchors, like, okay, I really want to create more joy right now in my life, more peace, more calm. So how can we start to bring that in instead of it, again, having to do this giant list and all these things? Let's set those intentions of what do you want to create more of in your life? And I would recommend at this point, writing them out, re-reminding yourself almost like your why for life. Like, why are you here? More freedom, more joy, more laughter, more health, more vitality, more connection, more nature, more calm, right? Those things. What are your intentions of what you want to create in this life? And remember to come back to that. Those are the things that you're starting to come back to when you're quote unquote on or off, you know, track. So number five is setting intentions for what you really want to create in this life. Number six is remembering to have self-compassion. As you come back from feeling off, whether you've been sick or you've just been out of it, being gentle with yourself. I say to my one-on-one clients all the time, grace. That is like such a word that it's like, can we have grace and compassion? And most of the time, boo, realizing that whatever made you off track was a stress response, you were trying to cope, you were trying to self-preserve, there was a part of you that was freaking out, that was not okay, or felt crunchy, or old shit coming up, and all of that deserves love. So have self-compassion. You deserve love. You deserve compassion on this journey. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't tell yourself that you're weak. And just even right now as you listen, put your hand on your heart and just go like, oh yeah, I have compassion. Because if a friend was freaking out and quote unquote off track, you wouldn't be like, oh, you've been drinking more? Like, ugh, bye, and withdraw your love. You would actually go, is there anything you need? Like, don't worry about it. You're doing such a good job. It's okay. You're drinking because you're stressed, or you're neglecting your self-care routine, or you're not going for the thing because you're scared, you're stressed. It's okay. So remember to have self-compassion in this journey of coming back on track. That will be the thing, like I said in the self-sabotage episode, that'll be the thing that gets you to the mat. That's a metaphor. So either the yoga mat physically or back into the game. Self-compassion for why you went off track. It's okay. This is the human journey. It's the wobble. Number seven is starting to identify your patterns and your obstacles. So sometimes in life, I really believe like we have all the answers we need, but other times it's like, you know what? I really like either need someone to help me, or I notice every time I go to start my business, I don't know how to like get on social media, or I don't know how to create a podcast. Maybe there's something you just need to learn, or seeing your patternings. Okay, I notice when this happens a lot with me, and also I notice this, my clients will tell me this. One thing goes on, they can handle it. Two things go on, you know, they're feeling kind of off in their gut, that's fine. Second thing is like work starting to be stressed, I'm kind of holding it together. But then once there's tension in the relationship or they're overbooked, they fucking lose it. And same with me. It's like I can handle so much and then I get to a point where I start burning out or it's too big of a load. So almost just identifying what are your tipping points without emotion and story and guilt, really just looking at knowing yourself. What happened? What sent you quote unquote off track? Was it that you got sick, or was it that there was just stress and then all of a sudden you released your meditation practice and then, you know, then your eating was off and then pretty soon you weren't doing yoga and then you started canceling with friends and not reaching out? Like, I want you to notice and notice your patterns. Notice the obstacles as well that come up that stop you. Sometimes there are, like I said, just tangible things. It's like, I keep wanting to start a podcast, but I have no idea how. So maybe just Googling, like, how does it work to start a podcast, or reaching out to someone? That's maybe an obstacle that you keep going, I don't know how, I don't know how, and it sends you off track. Or maybe identifying your patterning of why you get into these situations without guilt, with so much compassion, to start to take care of yourself more. And I notice that with getting overstimulated and overbooked, I couldn't figure out why I couldn't hold it together, why I couldn't be more patient. Why am I losing my shit? Why am I, you know, not as I say, patient and, you know, whatever with my kids or something. And I started noticing the impact of overstimulation. And I was like, oh, and now I start to notice as I'm starting to get overstimulated, I start noticing it so I can turn down the music, so I can take a break, so I can go ground myself, because that's one of my patterns. I start to lose it when in my life I'm too busy, too booked, too overstimulated. So maybe there's times with my kids when there's dance competitions or there's lots going on that I can't control, but those are times where I'll put down my phone more. I'll go out in nature more to kind of balance so that I don't start spiraling. So just identifying your patternings and any like obstacles that start to come up. And this could even be your limiting beliefs, which leads me into my next one. You may want to consider seeking support. So this could be from a mentor or a coach. It also could be a friend that, let's be careful who we share all our shit with, because some people don't have the best advice or it may not totally align or whatever. But if you have safe support, someone who has also a growth mindset, or you can say to them, I just need you to listen and like, blah, right? That's helpful. So making sure you're getting support when you need it, it is the absolute best thing that you can do for yourself when you're ready for that. And I love having a mentor, a coach, like the ROI, the return on investment of having somebody help you navigate life is like, holy shit, I don't know where I would be without those mentors and those people. Like I dive deep into a year of working with an inner child healing person because that was what was coming up. It's like, I personally am not afraid to seek support, even if sometimes it's a big investment or whatever, but it can also be, like I said, a friend, a therapist, a counselor, a parent, if you have a close relationship. Just it's okay to say sometimes like, I'm struggling and I just need you to listen, or I just need to vent, or what do you think? Or, you know, do you have any advice? Someone close to you that has overcome something similar. Again, only if they feel safe and supportive for your immediate friends and family. But, you know, a coach, a mentor, someone to help you, a counselor, a therapist can be really great as well. This just depends on where you're at, what resonates with you. But either way, support from like-minded people, support from people who can listen to you and not judge you and be like, you know what, I'm hearing through that, or this is something I did, or just a safe space to listen. So seeking support can be really helpful as well. We're almost done. Number 9 is don't forget to celebrate your progress. And it can be hard when we feel like we're off track. But I do this so much with myself. It has been such a turning point in my life where I celebrate the shit out of myself. I'm like, you did 6 minutes of stretching, and I treat it like I've just made $1 million. Like I give myself so much love and so much encouragement that this morning I woke up, and before I was even awake, I almost like half awake, I decided to do a meditation because that's a very open moment. And so I did the meditation, and as I actually was getting up, I like took a second and I kind of like smiled and put my hand on my heart and was like, good job. You did a meditation this morning before you even got out of bed. Like, all right. Because I don't always do that. So celebrating those little things you do. Look at you drinking your water. Look at you remembering your vitamins today. Look at you posting your business or getting out there. Look at you meditating. Look at you doing something for you, getting back in. As you incrementally come back in, start small, recognizing your patterns, having a strong desire to change, celebrate every little thing you do. And I've said this before, I'll be very quick with it, but Source shows me all the time how if we celebrate the small things, we gain so much momentum. But most people don't celebrate until they think there's something worthy of celebrating. Like, oh, I made $10,000, or oh, I lost 40 pounds. They don't celebrate the 1 pound. They only celebrate when they reach their goal. And we have to learn to celebrate everything. Celebrate every time you reach out to a client in your business, every time you go for a walk where you could have not. Right? Celebrate that stuff. Go for a walk and then celebrate yourself. High five yourself, put your hand on your heart, say, I'm doing a fucking good job. Look at me. I'm back on track. Look at me. Even if all you've done today is water before coffee, look at you back on track. Look at you doing the thing. Your gut is, you know, happy for you. So celebrate your progress. And number 10 is about devoted. If you're a member of On the Path, I know I keep mentioning it because that shit is so good. If you're not a member, you don't know what it is my other show, my podcast that is a private podcast that is more of a teaching and education type podcast, as well as weekly assignments, my entire methodology. But why I'm mentioning it today is we had a devoted series where I did three teachings in a row. One was devoted to self, devoted to spirit, and devoted to your goals. And those were three different ones. But this 10, number 10 is devotion and remembering the energy of what devotion is. Devotion is a commitment. And it doesn't matter how long you've been off, to be devoted is to come back, to be committed, to be nurturing your goals. So stay devoted to yourself. And sometimes devoted looks like every day I'm doing this and this. And some days it's like you lose your way and then you go, oh yeah, fuck, I'm committed to this life, to this, to having a good life. I'm hopping back into the seat. And devotion is continuously showing up for yourself, having it be a continual thing. It doesn't matter what the gap has been, showing back up is the most important part. Saying to yourself, I am devoted to myself. I am devoted to self-growth. I don't care what it takes. I'm devoted. And sometimes I go this way and sometimes I loop-de-loop around and sometimes there's roundabouts where I feel like I've already been here before and what the hell am I doing? But I keep coming back. That is the difference between success and non-success, is can you come back no matter how hard it's been? We hear stories of people that have been to rehab 11 times and it's the 12th time that they actually end up being sober, or times we try to do something. And in that self-sabotage episode, the yoga challenge, it's like days where I fell off, I started getting into crunch and I was like in my head, fuck it, you've already failed. And then I was like, no, wait a minute. No, I am devoted to myself and to yoga. So what did I do? I got back on. And then 4 or 5 days in, I'm like, I'm so glad that I came back. Because that is literally what determines success, is do you fold when you've folded? Do you actually close up shop and say, sorry, we're out of business? Or do you come back? Even if you've been MIA from yourself, from your practice for a month, for 2 months, for 6 years, it doesn't fucking matter. Are you going to come back? Are you devoted? Because this is the hard pep talk here. You don't have to succeed and overcome and make $1 million and rise into everything you're meant to be. You don't have to do that in this lifetime. Nobody's holding a gun to your head. And in fact, your soul learns either way. Your soul is rooting you on and loves you and wants this for you, but also knows that it's okay if you don't. You will still learn on a soul level. When you pass away in this lifetime, whether you did it all or you didn't, you still learn and your soul still goes at the end of all this, wow, what a miraculous life. These are the things that worked, but you know what? I didn't figure this one out. And so in the next lifetime, I'm going to come back and I'm going to do it. I'm going to overcome it. That's where you're actually at right now, is your soul has done this before, has gone off the wagon and has chosen to self-sabotage into the ground and maybe didn't figure it out in previous lifetimes. But you've come back with a certain grit this time, and this is the chance for you. Are you going to continue to be devoted to the life you want no matter what it takes, or are you not? And either way, it's actually okay. But for me, that's what lights a fire under my ass, to go, this is the lifetime. I've been here before. It's hard. We want to crunch back into nothing, but you are here for big things. And that business, the health, the mental well-being, you are already so knee deep in your transformation. You are already more devoted than you think. So get back on the horse, start small, stay devoted. So as a quick rundown, number one, acknowledge where you're at right now. Be honest with yourself. Number two, reflect on the why. Why do you want this routine, ritual, success, abundance, explosion into everything you're meant to be? Why? Number three, start small incremental upgrades, but hold your word. Only promise what you can actually follow through on. Set intentions for yourself. What do you want to create more of in this lifetime? What do you want for yourself? This is the lifetime. Let's do this. What do you really want? Six, practice self-compassion and grace along the way. self-compassion when you go off, self-compassion when you come back, self-compassion when you numb, when you cope, when you withdraw, self-compassion no matter what. And in fact, when you're struggling, you deserve more of it. Number 7, identify obstacles and your patterns. Get to know when you start to slip. Be honest with yourself. What is in your way? If you don't know how to do something, if you have a limiting belief, let's move through that. Let's continue to continue and move forward. Number 8, seek support, get help, reach out. If there's safe family, friends, you need to get off your chest, you need good advice, invest in yourself if you can, if something is really important to you. Sometimes, like the times when I've hired a personal trainer or joined a coaching program or hired a mentor, it keeps me on. So get support as best you can. You don't have to invest $1 million or go outside your means, but reach out. Don't do this alone. Learn from people who have done what you are doing and who have moved through. It will be the most valuable return on your investment ever, whether it's investment of money or vulnerability, asking, you know, taking up some space. It will be so worth it. So number 8, seek support. Number 9, celebrate your progress every step of the way, every sip of water, every moment of meditation. The fact that you've listened to this podcast already puts you more on the right track. So celebrate yourself, put your hand on your heart, tell yourself you're doing such a great job. And number 10, stay committed, stay devoted to the path. This is your lifetime seeker. This is what you signed up for. Stay the course. It is hard. It is challenging, and you will also do it. This is your lifetime. This is what you're here for. This is the moment of transformation that matters so much. Are you gonna go light or are you gonna go dark? You fucking got this. And if this is resonating with you, I highly recommend joining the shift and joining On the Path. On the Path will help to keep you committed and on the path, literally, with weekly assignments, monthly challenges, deep dive episodes, everything you need to be on the path. And the shift is that 2-day self-growth weekend that will leave you in an elevated state, that will shift your vibration permanently, that will help you in your transformation, and a weekend you will not forget. So I will see you in the shift. I will see you on the path. And I genuinely hope that this served you today, my love. You fucking got this. I'm in your corner, and I'll see you in the next episode. Peace. Hey Seeker, thanks so much for tuning in. Before you go, I want to let you know about The Bedtime Ritual. This is a brand new book that I've created that is a 100-day journey of evening journal prompts. The Bedtime Ritual is a perfect tool for bringing in more intentional reflection, self-care, me time, manifestation, all in just one prompt per evening. I know you're going to love The Bedtime Ritual. The link is below and you can find it on Amazon.